Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy in Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. We've seen in verse 24 that 70 weeks, or 490 years, were determined upon the Jews and upon Jerusalem. And we saw six statements which were fulfilled by Jesus the Messiah in his first coming. We are now in verse 25, where it speaks of the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince was a total of 69 weeks. We saw that Isaiah prophesied that Cyrus was commanded to build the house of God, build Jerusalem, and let the Jews go free from captivity and make a decree to build the city. Cyrus made the decree to build the house of God, but he did not make a decree to build the city. We saw the building of the temple was hindered through the reigns of Cyrus and other kings until the reign of Darius. And in the last broadcast, we saw Darius made a decree to build the house of God speedily, and that was completed in the sixth year of his reign in 515 BC. One thing we want to note from Ezra chapter 6 and verse 14, it states that the temple was finished according to the commandment of God and according to the commandment of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes. Three kings made decrees that were involved in the building of the house of God. It is speaking in the order of their time of reign. Cyrus was the first king. Darius was the fourth king in the order of succession of kings. When it speaks of Artaxerxes, it is speaking of Artaxerxes, the king who reigned after Darius. He was the sixth king in the succession of Persian kings from the time of the release of the Jews from captivity. It's not talking about the third king, who was that pseudo-Smerdis, also known as Artaxerxes. So Ezra 6:14 is a summary statement of all the kings who made decrees regarding the building of the house of God. The sixth king, Artaxerxes, made a decree regarding beautifying the house of God in Ezra chapter 7. That is why his name is included here when speaking of the commandments given by all the kings to finish the house of God. We still have not found the starting point for the 70 weeks prophecy because Darius made another decree for the building of the house of God, but not the city of Jerusalem. So after Darius, Xerxes was the fifth king in the succession of Persian kings after the release of the Jews from captivity. He did not make any decrees relating to the temple or the city. Then we come to Ezra chapter 7. Artaxerxes was the sixth king in the succession of the Persian kings. He was also known as Artaxerxes or Artaxerxes Longimanus historically, and he was the next king to make a decree. He began his reign in 464 BC. In Ezra chapter 7, Artaxerxes made a decree that the people of Israel should go with Ezra to Jerusalem. He said that the Jews could take their silver and gold and whatever was necessary to beautify the house of the Lord. This is all recorded in Ezra chapter 7, verse 12 and 13, and then verse 27. In verse 25 and 26, we see that part of his decree involved the establishment of the city of Jerusalem. In Ezra 7:25, it says here where Ezra was to set magistrates and judges, which may judge all the people that are beyond the river, all such as know the laws of thy God, and teach ye them that know them not. And whosoever will not do the law of thy God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily upon him, whether it be unto death or to banishment or to confiscation of goods or to imprisonment. In those verses, Artaxerxes' decree is including the setting up of government with magistrates and judges to judge the people according to the laws of God. It included the teaching the people the laws of God and executing punishment for those who disobeyed. This decree shows forth the establishment of the city of Jerusalem and its right to govern itself. This means that Artaxerxes gave the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem so it could be a self-governing city. When did this occur? In Ezra chapter 7, verse 6 through 8, it says how Ezra went up from Babylon unto Jerusalem in the seventh year of Artaxerxes the king. Well, this occurred the seventh year. Remember, he began his reign in 464 BC. So the seventh year of his reign would have begun at 458 BC to 457 BC. That is the starting point of the 69 weeks unto Messiah the Prince. Now, even though the command to restore and to build Jerusalem was given, it didn't get completed quickly. It is important that it was completed, though, because part of Daniel's prophecy in Daniel 9:25 was that the street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublous times. In order to find out when that was finished, we look at the book of Nehemiah to see the fulfillment of this. In Nehemiah chapter 1, we see that brethren came from Judah, and they told Nehemiah that the wall of Jerusalem was broken down and the gates were burned with fire. So Nehemiah prayed a prayer for God to prosper him and to give him mercy in the sight of the king. Well, in chapter 2, Nehemiah told the king about the city lying in wait and how the gates were consumed with fire, and requested that the king send him to build it. Well, the king gave him favor and sent him with letters to the governor for entry into Judah so he could build the city. This occurred in the 20th year of the reign of Artaxerxes, as we see in chapter 2, verse 1. This was not the first going forth of a commandment to restore and build Jerusalem. That had already been made by Artaxerxes' first decree, made in the 7th year of his reign. This was the command to complete the original decree to restore and to build Jerusalem. So as Nehemiah proceeded to build the city, of course he had continual opposition from Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites, but he overcame all the adversaries, and he accomplished the work. As we see in Nehemiah 6:15, it says, "So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul in 52 days. So he successfully repaired the gates and built the wall in 52 days. The building was finished in fulfillment of the last phrase of Daniel 9:25, as the street and the wall were built again in troublous times. Now here is the timeline of all these events under Messiah the Prince. In 606 BC, the Jews go into captivity. They are there for 70 years. 536 BC, the Jews are released from captivity after the 70 years with a decree by Cyrus. In 458 BC, Artaxerxes decreed to restore and build Jerusalem. Then we see from the prophecy that there were 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The 7 weeks is the 49 years which were the ministry of the prophets to the Jews. So 49 years from 458 BC brings us to 409 BC, where the end of the ministry of the prophets was to the Jews. From 409 BC, then we begin the silent years, which were 434 years. If we take 409 BC and we go 434 years ahead, we come to 26 AD. This is understood because when you get to 1 BC, then 1 year brings you to 1 AD because there's no 0 year. So from 409 BC to 1 BC was 408 years. 1 BC to 1 AD is 1 year. And then 1 AD to 26 AD is 25 years. So you add the 408, the 1 year, and the 25 years, and you come up with the 434 years. Seeing that the 483 years ended in 26 AD unto Messiah the Prince, we must determine when was that in the life of the Messiah, who is Jesus Christ. In order to understand when the manifestation of Messiah the Prince occurred, we need to look at the meaning of these words. The Hebrew word for Messiah means anointed or anointed one. The Hebrew word for prince means a ruler or a leader. Of the 44 uses of this Hebrew word in the Old Testament, it's translated ruler 20 times. So in light of the meanings of these words, Messiah the Prince is speaking of the anointed ruler. This means that the end of the 483 years occurred when Jesus was anointed as ruler. When did this occur? Well, first of all, in Luke 2:11, we see what happened at his birth. It says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." At the birth of Jesus, he's called a Savior and Christ the Lord. Christ means anointed. This means he was the anointed one who was to become the Savior of the world and Christ the Lord. But at this point, he was not anointed as ruler and leader. Let's look at several passages of Scripture that are important. In Luke chapter 3, in verse 21 to 23, here is where all the people were being baptized, and it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven and said, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age. Here's when he entered into his ministry. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised." In Matthew 4, 23, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. That's the rule and the reign of God. And healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. In Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and 15, it says how Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand." In Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Here in Luke chapter 3, it records what happened when Jesus was baptized. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, here's where the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, anointing him for ministry to go forth and preach the gospel. In Matthew 4, 23, Jesus was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. That's the rule and the reign of God, and he was bringing it forth, healing all manner of sickness and disease. The kingdom is the rule and the reign of God. In Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and 15, Jesus came preaching the gospel, saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God's at hand." These words, "is fulfilled" and "is at hand," are in the perfect tense, which would be better translated, "The time has been fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near." In other words, Jesus was now operating in the kingdom, in the rule and the reign of God. Now, in regard to that statement where he said the time has been fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near, what time is he talking about? He's referring to the 69 weeks of the 70 weeks and the kingdom having come near as his being the anointed ruler. In Acts 10:38, Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And so we can see clearly that Jesus became the anointed ruler from the time he was baptized. Another point that confirms him being Messiah the Prince, the anointed ruler, is at the time of his baptism, it's revealed that he was about 30 years old. This is significant because throughout the Old Testament, the kings began to rule, and the prophets, priests, and kings were anointed for ministry when they were 30 years old. We see this from the following scriptures in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. Here it says, "King David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. And David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Numbers chapter 4 and verse 2 and 3, it speaks of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi, the priests. From 30 years old and upward, even until 50 years old, all that enter into the host to do the work in the tabernacle of the congregation, they began their ministry at 30 years old. Thus we see that the prophets, the priests, and the kings were anointed for ministry and began to rule when they were about 30 years of age. That's exactly what happened with Jesus. Jesus became the anointed ruler, which is Messiah the Prince, when he was baptized at about the age of 30. Now, there's some who believe that Jesus became Messiah the Prince, the anointed ruler, when he went to heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. Well, the preceding scriptures we've looked at certainly disprove that belief. Also, Acts 3:15 clearly disproves it as well, where it says, "And they killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead." This means he already was the Prince of Life before he died on the cross. He did not become Messiah the Prince when he sat down at the right hand of God in heaven. He became Messiah the Prince when he was baptized. Thus, the 69 weeks of the 483 years ended when Jesus was baptized when he was about 30 years old. He was anointed by the Holy Spirit and began to minister as the anointed ruler in the kingdom of God. Therefore, 69 weeks of the total of 70 weeks have been fulfilled, and this brings us to 26 AD. As I close the program today, I have a book on this subject called Daniel's 70 Weeks Prophecy, $6 postage paid. To get it, give us a call at 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.